All right, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Hetland here one more time with the Rodeo Roundup Unplugged, continuing coverage of the 2014 PBR World Finals right here in Las Vegas. And today's guest, a guy that put it all together last night for 92 points, Matt Triplett. And Matt, what an honor and what a great time it's got to be for you knowing that you're the lead dog coming in.
Yeah, you know, I've dreamed about this since I was a little kid, 8 years old, you know, watching the PBR, growing up, watching Justin McBride, J.B. Mooney, Glamoury Marchie, and being able to ride with some of the guys and compete against them, and coming into the third day being number one man, it's a dream come true. I'm really tickled.
You know, and let's talk about that a little bit. For a young guy coming in, and you're really hitting your prime of the season at the right time, but how much extra pressure does that put on you, knowing that you have the last three nights and the last four rounds to try to maintain that lead?
You know, it puts a little pressure on me, but the last few couple of weeks I've just gone at it with a great attitude, not putting as much pressure on myself and just keeping a calm, cool, collected mind, and going at these bulls jump for jump and riding them with all I got and giving it 110%.
You know, 110%, and we talked a little bit about, you know, the yoga preparations and the stuff that you're doing over here, but how does one's mind get cleared? The PBR, in all your appearances throughout the week, you hardly get any sleep, and you're running 18,000 different directions. How do you actually shut that off and clear your mind and get ready?
Well, it's just like any other sport. I've been dreaming about this opportunity all my life, and when I get the opportunity to ride bulls for $1 million, I'm just going to go at them jump for jump and let that mindset be, you know, give it 110%. Zone out the bad, negative energy, and zone in the good energy, and prepare myself for these last 2 days to just be dominant.
You know, and dominance is what it's going to take, because you're still mathematically in the hunt for the world championship, but there's a lot of things that have to happen, unfortunately. But like I said, roll this into 2015, but say that that does happen, and you go 6-for-6 and the rest of the guys falter and you can get that world championship, what would that mean to you to bring America home another world championship like JB did?
That would be great. You know, going against the best bull riders in the world, you do go against Brazilians, and they are really strong hitters. They can ride the rankest bulls in the world, and they can ride them every single weekend. And to be able to bring the trophy or keep the trophy back in the States would be tremendous for U.S. and all the fans that are big U.S. fans.
You know, there's a ton of them. And a ton of, I mean, Brazilian, Canadians, everything. And we have so many great countries and great bull riders here competing. But it's amazing that the camaraderie between you guys, no matter what. We talk a lot about on the Rodeo Roundup Unplugged with our guests that rodeo and bull riding is a family sport, not only for the fans but the contestants. Explain what that means a little bit.
It's great because, you know, all of us get along like brothers, like you said, and that's what's so good about bull riding. We're going against the animal. We're going against the beast we draw. And, yeah, it plays the factor. If you're a higher score, you're going to beat the other guy. But as long as we do our job, that's what matters. If we stay on 8 seconds, let the chips fall where they may, and whoever wins, wins.
And, you know, earlier this year, way earlier in February, it was the Iron Cowboy in AT&T Stadium, and you're probably wearing that Case sponsorship patch that was kind of, I think it was given to you that weekend by those guys. Tell us a little bit about your sponsors.
Yeah, you know, after that, it really, really kicked off. I didn't have a great weekend then, but the couple weekends after, I pushed forward and got Four Bears, a casino in North Dakota. Great guy, Pat. He's helped me tremendously. Ariat, one of the best clothing brands, boot brands out there. I wouldn't be here without all my sponsors. Case as well, the knives. They even made a knife after me. It's pretty cool. It's awesome.
Now, how important is your health in staying on tour to your sponsors? Does that weigh on everybody's mind? Because that's a question that we get a lot that is not really talked about. What detriment would that be to the sponsors to not have you on TV, and what would the case may be of possibly getting dropped?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You just got to be, if you're in with your sponsors, if you're good with them, if you're doing promotional deals while you're hurt, you know, going to sign autographs, you know, just keeping in good contact with them. Hopefully that you build up a good enough relationship that when you are hurt, they'll still stick with you when you get back and healthy and ready to go.
And then on a little side of a personal note, because that's what we do here, Matt Triplett, away from the arena, away from the lights and the screaming fans, what do you do? What are your hobbies? What do you do to unwind after the season is done?
Oh, you know, hunting season starts up for me here soon. So as soon as the World Finals is done, I'm going to get home and get to hunting as soon as I can. Got to fill an elk tag and a mule deer tag, so it's going to be a blast. And also snowboard season coming up. I love to snowboard, and just be able to relax with the family is going to be awesome.
Man, that's fantastic. And I know you guys spend a lot of time outside of the arena all together as well. So who's your favorite snowboard partner that you take down a hill with you?
Oh, if I was going to go snowboarding with anyone that rode bulls, it's fun to go with Gage and Outlaw and Douglas Duncan. We seem to have a great time together.
Oh, the Stanley Stud is what you're saying.
Yeah.
How come it always happens to him?
Oh, I don't know. That is a good question. Because he's the man. Douglas Duncan's been a good role model to me all my life. Great buddy. You know, he's taught me some of my workout techniques that I've put forward on, and just a guy that kids can look up to and learn how to ride bulls and learn the mentality of what it takes to be a hero.
You know, let's switch gears now from the cowboy athletes to the bovine athletes real quick. I know you got to get down in the dressing room, but man, earlier this year we lost a fantastic bovine athlete in Rango. What did that do to the cowboys into the sport of professional bull riding in the PBR?
You know, that bull came from Jeff, and it's hard to see that happen. Rango was an outstanding bucking bull. Every single time he had a trip where he wanted to win, he wanted to buck the guy off, and he was going to do whatever it took. And when you rode that bull, you're going to be in the 90s and above. And it was hard to really handle when that bull's, you know, week in, week out, he's usually there. And when you get the opportunity to ride him, you're going to win. So it's hard to see a bull like that leave.
You know, it sure is. And speaking of the bovine athletes, last night was a little crazy on the World Championship bull race. I mean, low scores primarily across the board. Was that surprising to you and the other competitors in the locker room?
It was a little bit, but, you know, them bulls are going to get scored on how they perform. And really, I wasn't really too happy to see the leading world bushwhacker, you know, only get a 45. I thought he was a little better than that, but I'm gonna have to give it up for Asteroid. He had a phenomenal trip last night, and you know, they got him swimming and working out as well, so we better step our game up, because that bull's the real deal,
you know. And Bushwhacker is retiring on Sunday afternoon after his last out. Who do you, as a competitor in a PBR, expect to step up and take Bushwhacker's place if there is a bull that can do that?
Asteroid or Mickey Mouse. I'm going to go strong with Asteroid. Just the way he's bucking right now is so phenomenal. That bull is showing his true love for bucking, and that's what's so cool to see this weekend with that bull.
You know, and what a special day it's going to be for everybody inside of Thomas and Mack on Sunday. Not only the fans, but I would expect to see every single one of the competitors up there Sunday afternoon. What's it going to be like, and what's going to go through your heart and your head as a competitor to see Bushwhacker buck his last ride out of the Built Ford Tough?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be emotional for Julio and his family, as well as with all the bull riders. You know, that bull showed us that he is the Michael Jordan of the PBR. He is the Michael Jordan bull of all bulls. And to see an athlete like that go, it's kind of hard, but in a way it's still cool, because we're going to see a bunch of his babies come up real soon, so we'll see a bunch of little bushwhackers in a couple years.
Now, I know a lot of the PBR riders and commentators and all that own some bucking stock. Is that something that you have already started or are thinking about starting?
Yeah, I've already started it. I own a handful of bulls. I own one that went to Billings, bucked off Renato. You'll see him around next year. His name's Hurricane Alley. He's a really good bull. And then I just have a handful of practice bulls. So,
fantastic. Any competing in the ABBI?
Nope, I ain't got none of them yet. But hopefully after the finals, I'll have a little bit of money to spend on more.
Fantastic. Well, you're well on your way at $35,000 over 2 days, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I know that your time is short, and you got to get down and get ready for performance number 3. But everybody here at the Rodeo Roundup wishes you the best of luck, and we hope to see you back up here at the press conference again tonight as a leader of an overall world championship finals event.
You bet. Well, thank you guys for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're just about ready to start. So on behalf of my good sponsors, CLG Pro Rodeo Products, it is night number three of the press conference following the round here tonight to listen to your favorite leaders and your favorite riders. We'll be back at you tomorrow.
So everybody up here right now, Silvano Alves, J.B. Mooney in the mix. Megan will be translating. He really doesn't need a translator. In fact, his kids speak English like me, but with more of a southern accent. It's kind of weird. I'm just kidding.
That would be weird.
His kids speak great English. And anyway, all right, so let's get with it, guys. Remind you to hold the integrity of our press conferences. I just want to remind everybody that ask all your questions now. We're not doing any autographs. We're not doing any post-press conference interviews and all that fun stuff. So let's get it out of the way now. And we can start. Anybody fire when ready.
Hi, my name is Polly Williams with the Rough Stock Gazette. This question's for JB. JB, how's it feel tonight? I know you haven't been having a lot of luck riding, and you did really well tonight. So how does it feel to be back on?
That's how I'm supposed to ride. I don't know who the other guy has been riding for me. You know, I've been fighting my head before coming to the finals. Took last weekend off before we came here and didn't think about bull riding. Just quit thinking, period, and that's all I needed to do. Just go back to having fun.
Silvano, Jason Hetland here from the Rodeo Roundup. It's quite ironic that the two of you are sitting together up here tonight after last year turning down a low score and turning down your re-ride. Last year you did it tonight, and what's the thought process, and do you stick by that, or are you having second thoughts on that?
Ela falou que é irônico que você e JB estão juntos aqui, especialmente porque no ano passado você não aceitou o re-ride. Então, o que você está fazendo quando você não faz isso? Por que você não está fazendo isso?
O boi que eu escolhi não é que eu queria um boi de nota baixa. O boi que eu escolhi era um boi de 86, 87, uma nota normal. E só que não tenho culpa, o boi não pulou bem, eu fiz a minha parte, parei no meu boi. Eu acredito que podia dar um pouco mais de nota. E só que eu não sou juiz, não entendo eles e... Só fico, eu não ia montar nenhum outro boi porque eu consegui parar nos três bois e estou feliz.
He said that I wanted to ride a bull for 86, 87 points. I'm not the judge, I don't really understand all that part, but I feel like I did my job in riding three bulls, and that was better than trying again for a higher score.
Silvano. My name is Eugênio, from Brazil, Eugênio José Doncon. Silvano, o fato de nós sabemos que todos vocês, competidores, sempre buscam a popularidade, aqui se criam ídolos, e o fato de você receber, a gente sabe lá no Brasil que esse é o seu jeito de montar, e a gente sabe que você tem isso feito na sua cabeça. Mas a questão de você receber a vaia do público, em algum momento você se preocupa com isso? Isso interfere em alguma coisa? Ou para você é normal e você vai ser sempre dessa linha de estratégia?
What Eugenio asked was if this affects Silvano, knowing the popularity of him both here in Brazil, whether what the public thinks of him turning down the re-ride, whether this affects what he feels.
Para mim não afeta em nada, porque sempre eu tento montar nos boi bom. Uns boi de nota boa, só que não tenho culpa, às vezes acontece, às vezes o animal não está no dia dele. E do povo falar, das pessoas falar, eu não me importo, porque se eu não fazer minha parte para os meus boi, não é o povo e o público que vai parar para mim. Entendeu? E eu tenho que fazer meu serviço e fico feliz, sempre parando, tivendo meu aproveitamento 100%, eu fico feliz.
I feel like I'm doing my part in riding the bulls. I'd like to ride for higher points, but whatever happens, happens. It really doesn't affect the way I think, because I feel like I'm doing my job to ride the bulls, and that's all that matters.
JB, do you think he did the right thing, and are you having any of those what could have, should have, would have thoughts now that you're riding real well?
Oh, yeah. For me, You can't argue with a guy like that. You know, he's won the world twice, back-to-back, the only guy to ever do that. He sticks to his strategy. I got my own strategy, whether they're different or not. Each person's a different, you know, you go at it with a different attitude. His has worked twice for him. Why not stick with it? You know, the way I look at it is, just like they just asked him at the fans, do you worry about the fans? Fans are what gets us here, and they pay. We make money because they pay to buy the tickets to get here, but we're still riding the bull, so it boils down to us. But, you know, I look at it a little different than he does, but can't argue with a man that's won two world titles back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, when I spoke to you earlier today, JB, you said, you know, I was talking to you about being the defending champion and, you know, you coming in here not being able to defend that. You said to me, it's still the aggregate. Man, the Sharks are certainly starting to circle now when it comes to the aggregate. The other question is, you had to take a re-ride there. Just tell us about the first bowl, long-haired outlaw, and then how much you knew about who's back the re-ride bowl.
The first bowl, I didn't know a whole lot about him. I'd seen him at Laughlin. Gage Gate got on him. He really bucked there. I was glad I got him in the draft because I was down at the bottom. But, you know, the bull is young. You could tell I put my rope on him. He was fired up, and he was ready to go, and I figured he's going to be a little hair-triggered in there, and I was trying my best to get out on him because those guys, they haul these bulls all the way here, and, you know, if we don't get out on them, then they don't get paid for the out. So I kind of felt bad for Craig because he's a good friend of mine, and at first I didn't know what whose back was, and then they told me which bull he was, and I remembered him and didn't really remember what he did, but I just slid up and nodded and kept my hand shut, and it worked out great.
Problem with the first bull and it wouldn't ride and it laid down and all that. Did that get in your head? Does that ever bother you?
It doesn't me. I used to be real big on getting on a lot of bulls in the practice pen, getting on, you know, 5, 6, 8 bulls a night. And, you know, it's all part of it. Everybody's dealt with it. Savano's dealt with it. Everybody has. You know, I mean, there's going to be times bulls are not going to cooperate in there and, you know, their hair triggered. They bug and you kind of don't want it to happen, but it's something that you got to deal with. So you just got to get your mind right and go get on another one.
Jolie Jordan with Pro Rodeo Live and Rural Radio. Savano, from the outside looking in, you seem to really handle these high pressure moments and just seem very calm. Can you kind of give us some insight into what you do maybe during the day and during the week while you're here to kind of keep that calmness mentally and stay relaxed?
O que você faz para relaxar durante a semana, durante os dias? Porque você não tem a pressura. Você não parece que a pressura é feita o jeito que você montar.
Para mim é normal, fico normal sempre. Se, para mim é um rodeio, afinal, só que é um rodeio normal. Sempre não fico pensando aquelas coisas. Sei que tem que montar de boi a boi. E para mim é normal.
For me, it's just normal. The finals is just another PBR event, just another rodeo. And I just need to think about the next bull. I just need to think bull to bull. And really, it's just normal the way it is.
They always, just to work, yeah, there we go. And the press conference moderators are not supposed to ask questions, but I have a job to do as the announcer, so I'm going to ask a question because I want to know. And it's seriously something I want to know for Savano. Savano, are you and Joel talking at all? Like, I mean, do you guys, I mean, his strategy, your strategy, have you guys, like, what's that conversation like in the locker room between him and Joel?
Normal. Igual dia a dia normal. Pede opinião do boi, a gente fala, normal. A gente compete com os animais, não com as pessoas. Normal, igual dia a dia.
We talk the same as we do every day, just everyday conversation, because really we're going against the bull, we're not going against the other competitors.
Perfect.
Thank you. One more minute, JB, for you. You're not being in the top 10, you're riding a little earlier, so obviously you're fighting for that world at finals average, which would be your third. You're some pretty rare company there. But once you're done with your job each night, are you kind of getting to enjoy, you know, watching the race come down, and do you kind of, how do you see it coming down?
Oh yeah, I like watching it. I'd rather be in it, but I like watching it. That's like tossing a quarter between this guy and Jal. There's no telling. It's going to come down to the last bull, and whoever gets the better bull, the last bull is going to be the winner, I think, in my book, because they're both going to ride each bull. They're going to do their job, and it's going to come down to the points.
Anyone else? Going once, going twice. Did anybody catch the Bob Tallman tonight?
The what?
Did you guys notice the Bob Tallman tonight? Mm-hmm. Anybody notice it? You noticed it. I thought it was pretty good.
You did.
Wage. And a mustache.
Anybody got anything else? All right, everybody, we'll let these guys go. Congratulations to both of them. Savannah, you're world leader.